Schemes and providers have increased their focus on pensions communication in recent years, with many using more and more interesting and advanced ways to engage members. But while technology is helping improve pensions communications across the industry, several challenges and barriers remain. I'm Sophia Imeson, Deputy Editor at Pensions Expert, and I'm joined today by Shola Sulaco, Trustee Representative at Dalriada Trustees, and Rhys Williams, Strategy Director at Communications Consultancy Quietroom, to discuss the different ways in which schemes and providers can engage with members and where they might be going wrong. So Shola, what are the key responsibilities for both trustees and employers when it comes to member engagement and communications?
There's quite a number of responsibilities. I suppose it sits around providing the right information at the right time in the right format. Now, why would an employer or a trustee wish to do that? Well, you want your members to engage. You want them to make the right decision as a trustee and as an employer. That's going to lead to the best outcomes of retirement. An employer might also be interested in using the pension scheme to attract and retain staff.
And what would you say are the main barriers to successful member engagement, and how can schemes address these issues?
The main barriers sit around the format. Timing is another one. They also sit around the language. There's a lot of jargon in pensions. Those are the main barriers, I would say.
And a defined contribution investment forum report in 2018 highlighted that responsible investment has the potential to increase trust and engagement, especially among younger members. So what are your thoughts on this?
Completely agree. I think we have a generation who is interested in the how. What do I mean by that? I mean in the sense of the environment, where are you investing my money for me to get a return? And a really good example was a recent appearance of Extinction Rebellion at the local government conference, where they were asking some pretty interesting questions of the attendees.
And Rhys, what are your thoughts on how responsible investment can increase trust and engagement among members?
I think if you think about the reasons why people don't engage, telling a better, more interesting story around responsible investment can mitigate or manage some of those. So if you think about, we struggle with things that are too far in the future, we struggle with things that are too abstract or too intangible. Well, here is something that your money is doing while it's after it's left your pay packet before it comes back to you in the form of a pension. So following that journey, what happens to your money? Where does it go? What's happening to it? Mm-hmm. Is an interesting story that's not being told at the moment. People don't know they're invested. They don't know what being invested means. They don't know how they're invested. And understanding and making that journey as tangible as something like recycling, which you know you do in your wheelie bin in your front garden, really helps people to engage. So yeah, I think it's those things. I think also if you think about people's consumer lives, we recognise that we have a power as consumers, that we can choose what to buy and what not to buy. And we recognise that when we do that, we can influence the behaviours of companies. We recognise our power as a employment candidate. So I know that I can turn down a job from a company that whose values I don't agree with. But I don't think people have yet cottoned on to the idea that as a saver or an investor, you have a power. So that sense that younger generation particularly, but across the generations, people feel powerless. An idea that you, as a saver and investor, have a greater power than you thought you did is a powerful concept that can help people get more engaged in this topic, which is something we all want.
And how should schemes be using technology to engage members?
I mean, the first answer to that is that they should be. And I'm not sure that all schemes have necessarily caught up with that yet. The kind of chats I have with the schemes I work with are quite often geared around, do you think we should be doing less print and a bit more email, which is a chat lots of us were having in 1998. So the idea that, you know, we have to catch up with that and recognise that we do have to use technology. I think it starts, if you think about all the areas where technology is impacting our general lives, so whether it's big data, whether it's the Internet of Things and smart devices, whether it's machine learning, artificial intelligence, all those have a role to play in improving pension scheme communication. But where I would start and where I'm starting with the schemes I'm working with is on data. How much data are we sitting on that we're not using to do communication better? How much do we know about members at the moment that allows us to communicate in a more personalised, segmented, targeted, timely, relevant way? And I think once we've done that, we can move on to some of those other opportunities.
And what do you think are the main mistakes that schemes make when trying to get members interested in retirement saving?
I think it relates a lot to what I was just talking about. I think the communication that's least effective is those where it's tried to be one size fits all. So we're going to say everything that we want to say to everybody all of the time, rather than working out what is a message that's for a particular cohort that we might think is particularly at risk, or where there's a particular opportunity to improve outcomes. So I think there's that, treating everybody as if they're one homogenous whole, rather than working out what matters to particular communities of people that we want to engage with. I think Shola's already referred to this, but that we assume a lot of knowledge that isn't there.
Mm.
Because the people within the pensions world are very knowledgeable, it's sometimes very difficult to think like people who don't know what we know. And I think finally, we sometimes assume that people care more than they do. We have to remember that the number one communications objective is to get people to listen, because unless they listen, all of the other objectives aren't met.
Thanks, Rhys. Thanks, Shola. For more on member engagement and communication, please visit pensions-expert.com.